Until this week, Market Basket didn't have a website, so a lone shopper stepped into the void. Kurt Nickisch of WBUR explains.
When the Market Basket situation blew up this week, so did Michael Devaney's inbox.
I knew something was up when I had 37,000 emails from, I think it was 1.5 days.
Many messages are short and angry, demanding the return of the ousted CEO. Others are as long as book chapters. But speaking in his kitchen in a small town in New Hampshire, Devaney says he doesn't have time to read more than a handful. He doesn't work for Market Basket. He just runs the unofficial website. It all started 3 summers ago. He and his wife Jocelyn wanted to make a late-night grocery run, but they didn't know the hours of their local store. Nothing was posted anywhere online.
Jocelyn said, "Hey, that's kind of weird. Why don't you just start a page with those hours on it?"
He started MyDemoulis.com after the name of the family that owns and runs the chain. He made a logo and put up the store hours, and people came in droves.
It's very addicting.
He started scanning and posting the weekly circular. He listed sales, linked to coupons. Advertising dollars started rolling in, enough for him to quit his job to work on the site full-time. Traffic has boomed to a whopping 1.2 million unique visitors a month.
It handles the traffic. People love it, and I like them to be on the site because I built it, and I feel proud of it, you know?
Devaney gets tens of thousands of messages per week on his unofficial site, messages meant for the company. Many praise specific employees for helping carry groceries out to the car. There was the mother thanking the truck drivers for honking when her kids wave. Devaney remembers how one guy wrote about how he drove home only to realize he'd left a bag of groceries behind and he went back to the store.
And asked the manager if he saw the bag. The manager didn't see the bag, but he said, "Guess what? Go inside and grab whatever you need, and we'll call it even. I see you here every week." That kind of stuff. The stuff that makes a $4.2 or $3 billion company still be the mom-and-pop store that they were when they started. That blows my mind that companies still do that.
So why did Market Basket never publish its own website until just this week? The company used to say it was to keep costs down so stores could sell food for less. Managers said privately they were flattered that a fan would do a website for them. And to many shoppers, that fit the quirky, homegrown company. But critics said the missing website was in reality a control move so that the then CEO, Arthur T. Demoulis, could be the company's sole voice without a way for rivals to go to customers around him. Whatever the reason, Bentley University marketing professor Andy Aylesworth says not having an established web address during this current dispute is a public relations disaster for current management.
If somebody goes to the website to see, well, what are they saying about this on what they think is the official Market Basket site, and there's nothing there, now they're thinking, well, Market Basket doesn't care about me. When it's not Market Basket at all, it's some guy running the website.
That guy, Michael Devaney, says he's in a really awkward position. He supports Market Basket workers, and he's been posting about their protests. But he says if the company comes out with a circular or any announcement, he'll post those too. He says he's just trying to give shoppers the information they're looking for.
If I could have it anyway, I would love for Market Basket to buy my website, relieve me of my duty, and for them to take it over. And to give the customers what they need, because I can't do all of it. I wish I could tell them what was on sale in 2 weeks. I wish I could tell them, you know, what's going on with the company right now. But I just can't.
That, he says, is why most multi-billion dollar companies have official websites. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.